One of the things that you said to our sports editor on Saturday afternoon has raised a couple of eyebrows. I'm just going to play it back to you. This is what you said to Adam Blackmore on Saturday.
There will be a time down the line where, you know, unfortunately, there'll be a parting of the ways, but I'd like to think that, you know, as part of the Southampton journey, I throw everything into it and I'm very passionate about that. And when that sad day comes, hopefully it'll be done in the right manner. But, you know, that's very proud of what we've done here.
And hopefully for you, that's many moons away.
Very much so. I've got a long-term contract. But you know what football's like in this modern era, unfortunately.
It's a pragmatic approach on a day when everybody else was celebrating. Do you expect to be with Southampton for years to come?
Yeah, I'd love to be. I want to be. I love being a Southampton manager. I love being here. You have to be realistic at times. But I've got a long-term contract. We're on a long-term journey. And, you know, I would love to be at Southampton for as long as possible.
So no plans to leave?
I've certainly got no plans to leave. I'm having the objective is to have a right good crack at the Premier League next year and beyond and keep building on what we've been doing. I love being at Southampton, so let's clarify that one. That was probably the end of a 2 hours worth of interview.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on a very emotional day, and you're asked the question and maybe the question gets led down the line. I have got no intention. I'm very, very proud to be the Southampton manager. I've got a long-term contract. I want to stay at this fantastic football club. There's so many great people who work so hard for each other. That's all the staff, the players, the supporters. I want to be here for as long as humanly possible.
There's a question here which has come through on Twitter, Nigel, from Justin Drummond, who's just wondering about the Saints that we've seen over the last sort of 7 or 8 years. He says, can you find out what's happened, where this has come from? We don't want to go back to 10 managers in 8 years. Are things much more settled, much more secure at the club now?
I think we've demonstrated that. I think to be successful, there has to be stability. And we've got that. We've got a good relationship going on in many departments at the football club. And at this moment in time, we've been successful. We want to keep being successful. You've got to stand your ground on things. You've got to debate things. Everyone's going to have different ideas, but we've all got the same dreams and the same ambitions, and we all work very hard towards that, and that's important.
There's one other big football story around today nationally, which is the issue of the England manager. Looks like Roy Hodgson has become the bookies' favourite, certainly. Who do you think should be the next England manager?
Well, who am I to say should be the next England manager? At the moment, Stuart Pearce is in the chair. He's preparing the team for the European Championships, and, he's a proud Englishman.
Do you think Roy Hodgson's a good candidate?
When you look at his record, he's an experienced man that will always hold its importance, especially in international football. And Roy Hodgson is a man I met on a few occasions. Respect him very, very much. And when you look at it, he's got a fantastic CV, especially at international level. And managing at international level and club level, I think, has been proven to be two different cases. And somebody who has got that experience can obviously benefit from it.
Talk about a terrific record. Yours is looking pretty healthy now. Do you have any aspirations of the England job yourself one day?
One day. There's a good book or a good film called One Day, isn't it? Listen, I'm very, very honoured and proud to be the Southampton manager. And that's all I'm focusing on at the moment.
Nigel, it's lovely to talk to you this morning. Congratulations again from me and from everyone listening, I've no doubt.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the day.